We're talking with J.B. Stewart, of course, from Keyes, Oklahoma. And J.B., you're currently the chair of the National Sorghum Producers. As you know, first of all, I know that you've had a couple of tough years as far as trying to grow sorghum in your neck of the woods.
Yes, it has been pretty trying. We've come through some devastating droughts. This year, however, there was some pretty good sorghum production in our area and throughout Oklahoma. We were a little weak due to some hailstorms right in our immediate area, but I know from eastern Texas County through Beaver County on down towards Enid and Blackwell, tremendous sorghum yields and sorghum quality. It's been a good year for sorghum in Oklahoma and nationwide.
J.B., when we think about some of the issues that are out there, obviously you're tracking like everybody else in this room, Farm Bill, and hoping, I know, for a conclusion sooner rather than later.
Oh, that's absolutely right. We've worked towards this Farm Bill conclusion for 3.5 years, and it's getting pretty redundant. And I think I think both sides of the aisle are ready to finish this up and get it behind them. And we're very optimistic we're going to get something. We don't know a lot of specifics, but there has been a lot of compromise and a lot of work going on behind the scenes. And I think as soon as they can get some budget numbers, it's just great to have it in conference. You know, that's a giant victory.
Crop insurance, very, very important to most of crop agriculture, including to the sorghum industry.
Crop insurance is just paramount. We've carried that banner for 3.5 years of no harm to crop insurance in the Farm Bill. And I just can't say enough good about what it has done, and it's proven itself in the last couple of years, devastating drought in the Corn Belt. And what happened, it worked. Farmers went to the field this spring, put in a crop. They weren't lobbying Washington for an ad hoc disaster program. Crop insurance is just paramount in this nation as a safety net.
When you think about drive, I guess you could say, to try to find more acres for sorghum, I know that's really been an overriding priority of NSP.
Yes, we're still considered a very small crop, and we're continually striving to increase acres. In fact, this year we did increase acres by around 2 million bushels. We're up to a little over 8 million bushels this year and have had excellent production on that. And we have some exciting things coming down the pike in sorghum that we think will extend our and contribute to our acres. We're having some trait technology research done, some possible ALS over-the-top grass control and that sort of thing, which is something that sorghum's really lacked and made us harder to compete with crops like corn and soybeans and some of those. So we're excited about that. And we think with the depletion of the Ogallala, sorghum's going to be a wise choice with its water-saving qualities and still getting good production. And so we think this technology's coming on at a good time for sorghum, and hopefully we can continue to increase acres.